Moses Dixon, Black abolitionist and founder of the Knights of Liberty. Share this. Learn about Moses Dixon. Moses Dixon was an abolitionist, soldier, minister, and founder of the Knights of Liberty, which planned a slave uprising in the United States and helped African American slaves to freedom. He also founded the Black Self-Help Organization and co-founded Lincoln University of Missouri. Moses Dixon was born free in Cincinnati, one of nine children. At age 16, he toured the South, working as a steamship barber. His travels landed him in St. Louis, where Dixon began his work to abolish slavery. Receive our newsletter for all things Black Cincinnati. Groups created by VOYCAACC list Voice of Black Cincinnati Research Participants Black Leaders. Moses Dixon was an abolitionist, soldier, minister, and founder of the Knights of Liberty. In 1846, Dixon and 11 others sought to end slavery in the United States. They formed a secret organization, the Knights of Liberty, which planned a national insurrection against slavery. The men swore secrecy. I can die, but I cannot reveal the name of any member until the slaves are free. 12 men grew into a resistance network in 10 years, including 42,000 men across the South. Dixon postponed the uprising because the country was on the brink of the Civil War, and she believed a higher power was at work. The Knights of Liberty Network was later used in the Underground Railroad, and a smaller secret organization, the Order of 12, aided hundreds of slaves to freedom. Moses Dixon raised funds for the railroad and directly arranged individual escape plans, including Henry Box Brown, shipped north in a wooden box. Related article: The History of African Americans in Cincinnati. The Knights disbanded during the Civil War, and many members, including Dixon, joined the Union Army. With the end of the Civil War, Dixon focused on education and economic development among the freed people. Dixon became an ordained minister in the AIM Church and the Grand Master of the Prince Hall Masons of Missouri. With other returning Black Union soldiers, he also co-founded what is now Lincoln University. Additionally, Moses Dixon co-founded the Missouri Equal Rights League. He served as president of the Refugee Relief Board, which aided 16,000 African Americans from the South who ended up in St. Louis. Related article: Stories of the Underground Railroad and the Important Ties to Cincinnati. Moses Dixon Monument, Crestwood, Mo. Dixon and his wife, Mary Elizabeth, had one daughter. He died of typhoid fever in 1901 and is buried at the Father Dixon Cemetery in Missouri. Although Moses Dixon did most of his work to abolish slavery in Missouri, Ohio was a major player in the Underground Railroad. Of the estimated 100,000 slaves who escaped the South, nearly 40,000 are believed to have traveled through the Buckeye State. Related article: Learn about the first African American religious congregation in Cincinnati. Sources: Moses Dixon, Wikipedia, Cincinnati History Library and Archives, cincymuseum.org. About the first 28. The first 28, graciously sponsored by the Greater Cincinnati Foundation, celebrates Black Cincinnatians who were the first in their fields. Each day during Black History Month, we will celebrate athletes, artists, business leaders, civil rights activists, educators, physicians, and politicians. The Voice of Black Cincinnati is a media company designed to educate, recognize, and create opportunities for African Americans. Want to find local news, events, job postings, scholarships, and a database of local Black-owned businesses? Visit our homepage, explore other articles, subscribe to our newsletter, like our Facebook page, join our Facebook group, and text VOBC to 513-270-3880. Images provided by Wikipedia and the African American Registry. Share this.